Hey, we're sitting down with Bob Beretta today, the athletic director here at St. Bonaventure University. And Bob, you got caught in a little bit of a whirlwind when you hired onto the job mid-season, basically, and doing a lot of things. And one of them was trying to get the broadcasts of the basketball games in the area again. And we have, over the last couple of years, you've been able to expand what we've done, including this year, with three new outlets. And let's talk a little bit about the process of getting this done. And again, tell people how you expanded the broadcast area.
Well, Gary, yeah, I appreciate the opportunity and great to be with you. You know, first of all, I'd like to give tremendous credit to Seth Johnson, who's really run point on this for us. And in terms of securing our flagship, the Hero, and the folks at the Hero have been great and very receptive to being able to put Bonnie's Basketball back on terrestrial radio, which I'm a firm believer in, obviously, and then being able to expand that and add some affiliates and still have the Hero being our flagship. But to be able to expand into the Jamestown market was really important to us. And certainly now the Hornell-Rochester market is critical to St. Bonaventure University, not just the athletic department. So I give Seth a tremendous amount of credit for continuing to develop those relationships and knock on those doors. And even if the answer is no, he'll go back and ask again. And I think it's really an important element of our strategical plan. Our strategic plan is to expand our reach, not just for the athletic department, but for the university. And I think now how having Western New York covered to a great extent is really beneficial. We'd like to maybe extend further if we can into the Buffalo market. That would be kind of our next target if we can, but really pleased with the ground that we've been able to cover literally in the span of about 12 to 14 months.
All right. When you look at a broadcast map, and we're trying not to get too technical, but when you look at a broadcast map right now, you've basically got from Jamestown to probably Corning figured out all along the southern tier, and then with the inclusion of the Rochester station up through the Finger Lakes area. So, and obviously, when you look at that map, you're looking at some key alumni bases for this university, Rochester being a nice base. Obviously, if you can get to Buffalo, that would even be better. Corning, there's a lot of great support in the Corning, Elmira, Binghamton area as well. So it's very important to at least have the broadcasts available for your alums. You'd like to see them come to Riley Center, right, and be part of the crowd, but if they can't make it, then we're giving them a great option on how to pick up the ball game.
Yeah, and great credit to you, Gary, as well, and Chris, for you gentlemen are the voices of the Bonnies, and it's really important. Those are important markets, as you mentioned, Gary. Again, not just athletics and not just our alums and fans, which obviously that's really important to us to be able to serve those folks, but it's fertile recruiting ground for St. Bonaventure University and our athletic department. So to be able to have the Bonnies on a terrestrial radio, I think it's really important. I grew up on on radio and very fluent, obviously, in online presence. I still am a firm believer in terrestrial radio. When you're in your car and you want to turn on a game, if you're driving to the grocery store, if you're in Corning, you can get the Bonnies. You know, if you're in Rochester and you're coming back from work late one night, you turn on, fire up your car stereo and radio, and you still get our game. And that's really important to me. Then, you know, being able to add the elements of the folks that attend our games. And we hope that everyone that's listening has more than one opportunity to come to support our basketball teams this year. But once the game's over, you can hop in your car and listen to the postgame show. We know how important that is to our fans. So I think it's multifaceted, the benefits. Certainly the reach is really important to us from serving our fan bases that are large in the Rochester area and all across the Southern Tier corridor. We want to be able to try to target that Baltimore, that Buffalo area next, not Baltimore, but certainly Baltimore if that's an opportunity, but the Buffalo market as well. So I love our coverage map when you look, and as you mentioned, it's really kind of central New York. To the west, we have a pretty nice sprawling reach, and we'll look to continue to extend that. But it's also from recruiting standpoint. You know, we have our mission here is to support the academic mission of the institution. That's our primary mission as an athletic department. I firmly believe that. I've always believed that. And by expanding our reach, that allows us to potentially target some young people, some future Bonnies that maybe won't be associated with basketball but want to come to St. Bonaventure University.
Yeah, we talked early in the year with Dean Whitcomb from the admissions department and the importance of combining what both the academic part and the athletic part of this university do. And I told him the story about in 2012 when Bonaventure went to the NCAA, had a great game against Florida State. The next year, the freshman class went way up.
Yeah.
And it was because they saw Bonaventure on TV. They heard Bonaventure on stream. They heard, you know, the stream numbers are way up. So it's a very important part.
You know, it is, Gary. And I use my own example as proof of this. You know, I grew up in the 70s, and I remember back then the TVS game of the week. And I was downstate in New York. And I remember from yesterday, like it was yesterday, games originating from the Riley Center. So when it came time for me to start looking at colleges, I didn't know where to start, but I knew there was a school in Western New York that I thought was really cool from watching games on television. And then it happened to match everything that I wanted in the college in terms of my academics and athletics, being a baseball player. So the reach of athletics is so important. I talk about this all the time as well. I say that athletics can never be the most important element of an institution. We just touched on that. It can't. If that's the case, you generally have misalignment. But it's a very important element. And while it might not be the most important, it's probably the most visible. And with great visibility comes great responsibility and opportunity. And we have to take those opportunities in a responsible way, use that platform to amplify the message of the institution, tell the great story of St. Bonaventure, our academic prowess, community, how we're our mission, we're built to serve, and the experience that our young people gain and the product that we deliver upon graduation. So all those things, we can use athletics platform as a way to amplify that message. I think it's so important. When you have that alignment with the hierarchy of the institution, I think you can really accomplish great things.
Yeah, and it has not always been the case. And that's a credit to the administration and your office and your predecessors working hard to get that combination, because it used to be a competition when a long time ago. Now it's not. Now it's a collaboration. And that's basically, I mean, that you can look at 3,000 students on campus this year, and that's the success story of working together.
It is, and athletics is a key component of that, and we have to work very closely with our admissions folks and our financial aid team and Bernie Valento and his team at admissions and Dean and the folks in Chris in financial aid, all of that. It's a team effort. And we understand our role, athletics. We want to achieve at the highest level athletically, but we also serve a vital role in being able to deliver over 120 to 150 student athletes every year in a class, whether that's freshmen, transfers, grad students, all of that. Like, that's a very important component of a class. If you think about a class of 600 and athletics is bringing in anywhere between 120 and 150, of which over 100 freshmen every year, that's really important to the overall enrollment strategy. And we have to understand that we're here to serve. We're mm-hmm. here to serve all of those elements. Athletics is wonderful. And I've focused my entire career on college athletics. But we have to understand the true mission of the institution is to support the academic mission. And for that, that means helping drive young people to gain this incredible experience that is St. Bonaventure University.
Now, one of the things, not terrestrial radio, but the social media and also the streaming aspect of it, the Bonnie's Online Network started a couple of years ago and out of necessity. And it really helps get basketball out, but you have the other sports. And this is where you get the online network going streaming. You can get soccer, mm-hmm. softball, rugby, even the club sports, mm-hmm. baseball. You can get all the sports that don't get the notoriety that basketball gets, and they have a platform.
Yeah, and it was really important, Gary. We took a look at things a year ago when we arrived, and we were only streaming on the video side one event at a time. And we felt like, you know, in order to serve more student athletes, more teams, more parents, more constituencies, we needed to be able to expand, and we needed to be able to at least stream two events simultaneously. So in the spring, when we have so many teams going at once, if we had a women's lacrosse game and a baseball game being played at the same time, we would have to pick and choose. And that, to mm-hmm. me, wasn't serving our student athletes well. It wasn't serving our parents, our constituents, our fans, our alums of those sports. So now we stream almost video almost every event that we have here on campus that we can, with some exceptions based on some facility challenges we have, but it's not because we didn't invest in the necessary mm-hmm. hardware. We went out and bought a second set of broadcasts and invest more in the folks that operate cameras or broadcasters or whatever it takes. But we felt strongly that it was necessary to do that. And again, that extends that reach even more. As you mentioned, Gary, it's not just, it's doubling that reach on any given day. So our limitations right now are three. We simply don't have the bandwidth to mm-hmm. operate three broadcasts simultaneously, but we do broadcast multiple events simultaneously. And I think that was a big step as well.
Yeah. And obviously it's not the phrase I'm looking for, a minor sport. It's not a minor sport here. Every sport's important, but giving them the opportunity to have those games where people will be able to listen, again, that's this huge opportunity. And also, again, there's the Bonaventure footprint out there.
Yeah, and it's our brand. Everything we do is our brand, and we want to strive for excellence in all that we do. And that's not just the product, but it's also what we endeavor to do. And we want to think big, and we want to strive for excellence, comprehensive excellence. And it was really important to me when I considered coming back that I understand basketball is critically important to the fabric of this. It's woven into the fabric for 100 years, over 100 years, 120 years, whatever, 115 years. It's critically important. But I also feel that the other 350 student athletes here deserve to feel valued, and their constituent bases and their alumni groups, they deserve the same treatment in terms of value, in terms of delivering a championship experience to our student athletes, to making them all feel really important. And so that's been a focus of mine since day one. I talked about it in my introductory press conference, and I think we've worked hard to deliver on that, whether it's facility-wise, student-athlete lounge, team meeting rooms for all teams, locker rooms for every team. Every team has its own designated locker room for the first time in the history of the school now. So all those things kind of play part of, hey, we understand we are a basketball-centric institution, but we also have 350 other student athletes that bring an awful lot of value, and they need to feel that they are valued, right, and appreciated, and provide them with the same level of experience that our basketball teams receive.
And again, with the expansion of sports, bringing men's lacrosse and bringing in some of the sports cross country, bringing track mm-hmm. back, obviously that brings more students into campus.
Yeah, and it's a critical part of our strategic enrollment as an institution. We announced in the spring that we're going to add women's golf next fall, and Patrick Daymore is our first director of intercollegiate golf. He's not just our men's golf head coach. He's mm-hmm. going to oversee both programs, and he's been already out recruiting. And I know he's got several commitments for the women's golf team already for next fall. But while that certainly we want to grow our athletic footprint, we are growing the university's footprint as well. And that's an important part of our role as being a really good partner. And hey, where can we grow? Where can we help build that class? Because there are many different pockets to build a class of 600. And if we can add five or six a year or three or four a year in a women's golf edition, that's critical. Those three or four a year help. We'll have a roster of nine, and that's nine student mm-hmm. athletes, students to St. Bonaventure that wouldn't attend if we hadn't added that program. And we know there's ROI there. And obviously, opportunities for those young people to experience St. Bonaventure, but also financially, it helps make our university solvent. So we'll look to be good partners. We've grown, as you mentioned, our track and field cross-country program. Our head coach, Bob McFarland's done an incredible job. We were in the 40s in a roster combined men's and women's cross-country track and field programs not too long ago. This year, we're at 76. So that's 30 extra student athletes on campus that wouldn't be on our way to 90. We're going to grow those mm-hmm. programs. So we accommodated them. We built them new locker rooms and expanded the locker rooms to be able to support that. So thanks to the university for helping us support those initiatives. And for us, I feel like we're beholden to be good partners and drive enrollment wherever we can.
All right. And to kind of wrap things up here again, obviously, there is more coming in the future, and it's exciting to have been around over 30 years doing basketball and other sports here on campus. It's exciting to see the athletic department grow and also see the level of competitive, the nature of the athlete be here. So, and that's a credit to the university and your department.
Well, thanks, Gary. And it's important to us. It's important to us to be more competitive in the Atlantic 10 in all of our sports. And I think we've addressed that in several areas and some leadership hires that we made recently. And then just the quality of life, right? The experience that we're delivering. We talked about the locker rooms, but it's all of that. It's streaming. It's not a silver bullet. It all goes into that pot of an experience, right? What goes into this great experience? And yeah, if I'm from California, I want to go to Western New York, but I want to make sure my parents can see all of my, at least my home events. Mm-hmm. I know that during my 4 years, and that's a recruiting pitch, right? So it all comes back to the student athlete experience. And we're working hard to kind of move that needle every day. We have some additional things planned. The growth is real. It's exciting. I tell people all the time, if St. Bonaventure was a stock, you should buy lots of stock in St. Bonaventure right now, because the trajectory is pointing straight up. And, you know, the Yes broadcasts are an important part of that, too. That expands our reach on the television side, gets in that New York metropolitan market that's so important to us. So I appreciate you saying that. We're going to keep working hard to expand that reach. And thank you and Chris and the folks at The Hero and our affiliates for helping us achieve that mission of expanding our reach.
All right. Bob Beretta, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.